Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Figure eight, that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building. Once again, it's Sunday, that's right. Sunday, fun day. Get you a slice, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing that because you tuned in, we're all talk, no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. And get at your girl at MZ underscore STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter, and get at us at Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse underscore Radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for you because that's just what we do. Let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude Rap Star. What's the deal?
What's poppin'?
Yo, what's poppin', everybody? It's your boy Rap Star. What's poppin'? What's good, everybody?
Everybody feeling good today? Yes, definitely. I'm feeling extra good.
Extra good.
You said you was dusting yourself off, Niecy. You said a date? Did I hear the D word? You go on a date? What's the date? Tell us, please. We want to know more.
A little dinner date. That's about it. Somebody that's special.
A little dinner date.
A special friend. Yeah, somebody I've known for a couple of years. Yeah, they special. They a special friend.
Word,
just one little bitty piece of advice. Don't text on your date. Because, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just make sure you don't text while you on your date. You know what I'm saying? Just
now, you know that's impossible for somebody like me. I'm a busy
you
woman.
Get yourself,
I mean,
you,
he gets up.
You better get yourself
on
a lawyer.
Listen, I only see him every now and then, so you know what I'm saying? When I do, I give him my undivided attention. He know that. So it is what it is.
Where it is.
Okay.
Around and get yourself a lawyer, man.
You said I'm going to need a lawyer. What am I going to need a lawyer for?
If you text me, he's going to
sue me for the, you. Going to sue me for the food?
Yeah.
He's going to sue you.
Yeah.
Sue you for that 7-7-20-23. You know what I'm saying? He want this money back. She was on the phone. I needed her undivided attention.
Hey, y'all. Let me know y'all be on judgmental and everything like that.
We're going to go ahead and let Royalty give us these Dollhouse Radio announcements real quick, y'all. We're going to go ahead and let her get that off because she always keep us tuned in on what's going on with Dollhouse Radio. So, Royalty, let's get it. Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net.
Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m. and Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Dialhouse Radio is also looking for new shows to add to our roster. If you have a creative concept, people listen when you speak, or are you just reckless, messy, and have no filter and want a platform to show the world what you got, then email us at dialhouseradio@gmail.com. Look for new shows making their debut soon. Dialhouse Radio is bringing to you a hot new show called The Takeover, playing nothing but the hottest in indie music. Only the best of the best will be in rotation. Email your music submissions, bio or one sheet, and a photo to dialhousemp3@gmail.com. Or, if you want to guarantee your spot on our playlist, email us about our promotional options available to you at dialhouseradio@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dialhouse Radio. On Twitter at Dialhouse_radio. And be sure to check out our website at www.hotsugartea.com for the latest in porn star gossip, music, and entertainment news. And now, back to your program.
Know that was a lovely royalty always giving us, you know, saying the one up on Dialhouse Radio. And you know what it is, man. We're going to slide into that. What a dude that is.
Yo, what's popping, everybody? We're going to get into this. Where they do that at? This topic is about, it's buzzing. It's been talked about everywhere. We're going to get into talking about what happened at University of Hartford. There was this African-American young lady who was attending. She, you know, was living in the dorm. You know, the worst nightmare ever. I know this. I've been in college, and I had some crazy-ass roommates. Some crazy-ass roommates. But none of my crazy roommates actually did anything on the scale of what Chanel Jazzy Rose roommate did. Her roommate, her name is Brianna Brochu, 18-year-old Caucasian woman, if you will. She been bragging on her social media accounts about how she is mistreating her quote-unquote black roommate. When I mean mistreating her black roommate, I mean she literally disrespected her space. We're not talking about just like little simple pranks or just being annoying or complaining about little shit. We're actually talking about something like, I don't know, licking her eating utensils, talking about spitting in her coconut oil.
Oh my God.
Putting moldy clam dip in her lotion, putting bloody tampons on her bed sheets. All because she claimed that Jazzy was being rude to her. And she was bragging about it on social media, talking about all the acts that she did. She actually got her out the way and actually got her out of the room. When Jazzy actually went to the university and went to the authorities, justice was served. Young lady, Brianna, she was expelled from the campus, and she was also incarcerated. She's incarcerated right now. She's facing charges for criminal mischief and disturbing the peace, and they're actually calling this a form of a hate crime, quote, unquote, calling her a Jamaican Barbie and whatnot. And like I said, this is all because she claims that Jazzy was being rude to her. Where the hell do they do that at? STL, Nisi, give me your thoughts, please.
Yes, not a whistle. I'd have beat that ass. I'm sorry. She was better than me.
I'm remembering a little bit of this, right? And I remember hearing about it briefly, like, you know, because it was a hot thing. It's still, you know what I'm saying, it's a hot thing. But my thing is, let me say, with your nasty ass, because I remember her saying that she did a live interview where they were talking about
she kept going to the doctor about having something wrong with her throat. Because the little, you know, the chick, I don't even know, the nasty ass broad. That's, I mean, I don't even want to call her name. Was taking the, you know, the putting it in her vaginal secretions with your nasty ass, and we know this because her throat was fucked up. See, ain't nothing in your throat. Your throat is good when the cookie jar is clean. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with your nasty ass, she deserves whatever they give her. Cause that's some nasty. That's you. She did a well whooped ass. I would kick her ass and then take me to jail. We'll both go to jail. You
that's
get her on criminal mischief and you'll get me on assault.
That ass. You know, we already know I'd have fucked her up. Sorry. Is it? We'd have been going to jail together. She'd have been a well whooped
ass.
Nisi's the investigator. Nisi, you would have been investigating. You the private eye. What you would have did?
After you have, when you living with somebody and you have a fallout or something like that, you need to be watching. I don't know. I watch everything anyway because I don't trust nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You
did.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Inspector Gadget be, you know, I could sense a lot of shit. My senses be working. My spidey senses is. Synthesis, exactly like that. I whooped that bitch ass, so excuse me, but I'd have whooped that ass. Listen, I'd have broke something on her. Because they wouldn't have been, by the time they got there, she'd have been towed down.
Well, this is an example that racism isn't gone. You know, I don't know what type of delusion people are living in the state that racism, they think racism isn't relevant. Racism is very prevalent in the United States. This is just downright disgusting, nasty, and downright ignorant.
It doesn't. Excuse me. It doesn't make any sense to me why, if she felt the girl was mistreating her or whatever the situation was, why wouldn't she just talk to her and let her know how she feels? You know what I'm saying?
Because people like that. Because people like that are cowards. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's people like that are cowards. They would rather do something to you because, you know, not excusing, you know, I commend Jazzy for, you know, actually doing the right thing. But if she was against a black person who didn't play that, yeah, she would have feared for her life.
Mm-hmm.
And especially she's Jamaican too. Yeah, bumble the clot all over all day. You know, I'm there looking at her. I'm that. Blood clot.
Man, you know she got a squad and she Jamaican. You know what's the gang?
But you know what
I'm calling everybody.
The family.
We are alone. Are you serious?
You know what? I'm thinking in a college 9 times out of 10. I wonder how long it took for them to say it was a hate crime and not just leave it. You know what I'm saying? In a disorderly conduct and those type of things. I wonder, was that something that they charged her with right away, or did it take time? You know, from like, say, because a lot of times when things like this go on, it takes the students on the campus, you know, to protest and act up before they push the issue. Most of the crimes that I've been on campus are like, most of the crimes that I've been on campus.
Right. This was definitely she mentioned that it took a minute. It definitely took a minute. And this is a form of bullying.
This is a form of bullying. Because
we all
don't care. They don't care unless the children or the students, should I say, you know, make a deal out of it.
Yeah, take it to the media because they don't want to hurt. They don't want to hurt their funding. They don't want to hurt decrease in students actually going there. So when it's out in the media, then of course they got to, you know, straighten up their tie, button their suits, and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. You know, just with any school. You know, anytime you have a problem when it comes to bullying and everything like that, people always want to look at the people. Like when I look at bully situations. And I see students where they go up and they blow up the school or they shoot up the school and everything like that. Not taken away from what they did was wrong, but you got to actually dig deeper and be like Nisi and be in an investigation and be like, well, why did you feel like they had to do this? Because something's fucked up right here because ain't nobody in the right mind just say, you know, I'm going to go shoot up a school or I'm going to go do something. You got to dig deep and say, well, why does he feel so much animosity towards this student?
Hey, but check this, though. As soon as she As soon as she went to social media with it and called her, quote, unquote, a Jamaican Barbie, to me that puts it on another level, because as soon as you did that, you showed your malice and the hate behind it with what you said, and it's in writing for the world to see. And I tell people all the time, once it's in the cloud, it's in the cloud. So be careful what you put out there when it eats from pictures. It don't matter. Once it's in the cloud, it's out there. Ain't no taking it back. You can erase it, but somebody that already chopped it up, cut it, paste it, and put it on another social media site or blogged it or something.
Exactly.
Well, I want to know what the sisters in the jail that she's at, what they finna
whoop
do
that
with that ass.
They gonna beat her ass.
No, my word.
What's
that ass?
Orange is the new black. Orange is the new black.
Well, I know her ass is gonna probably be in there black and blue. Once them sisters, once you that girl, and you did, I can only imagine some of the things they'll do with her toothbrush. Can you imagine what's in the stuff that's in jail, dog? Taking something from there and putting it in somebody's anything, they food, they toothpaste, they on their tooth. That, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Take me now, Jesus.
You know, if that's that immaturity, I wonder what made her even think to do anything like this. You know?
See, I had crazy roommates. Like, there was this one roommate that I had. He was a little off. And he would do weird shit. Like, I remember I was watching an episode of Two and a Half Men. I used to watch Two and a Half Men. This is before they put Ashton Kutcher's punk ass on there. And there was an episode where Charlie, he wanted to freeze his sperm. And everybody that know me knows that aside from that, when I eat a sandwich, like I eat like a Subway sandwich, I put a lot of mayonnaise on it. I put, like, I had to bleed with mayonnaise to the point where I cut the sandwich and it bleeds out mayonnaise. Everybody who knows me knows that that's what I like. So one day I'm watching this show and I'm laughing my ass off because he's trying to freeze the sperm, and he goes and he puts it in a cup in a brown paper bag, and his nephew Jake goes and he has, like, his lunch in a brown paper bag to go to school. Somehow they end up switching lunches. So he goes to the fertility clinic. He has like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then Jake goes to school with a cup of sperm.
Yeah.
And his lunch. So I'm cracking the fuck up. I'm dying, son. That shit was dead ass funny. My roommate goes, he said, "That's what I'm gonna do to you." What, nigga? What you say? He said, "You got a lot of mayonnaise on you. You said you gonna nut my motherfucking Subway sandwich, and I should beat you the fuck up right now." You know, so like, you definitely got to be careful with the type of people, and then also the universities do not actually take the time to get to know the students and see what actual roommates that they should be paired up with. You know, out of all the times that I've been in college, not that I would choose one ethnicity over the other, but I've never been with another black roommate. I had one Latino, and I'm part Latino too. I had one Latino, he was deaf. That was towards my senior year. But out of all the people that I had that was my roommate, whether we shared a room or not, they were Caucasian. And some of them were weird as hell. I don't know how they got it to where, you know, my likes and their likes was the same, but at some point we didn't mesh good, except for the people that shout out to Nick that I went to school with, Nick, Stefan, and I forgot, dude, the Mexican dude's name, I forgot, but we all vibe together. But the other two people, the one that said he was going nut in my sandwich, he was weird as hell, and it was this another dude, he was also weird as hell. But the university did not take the time to get to know the students to actually pair them and pair them off to somebody with like minds. They just put anybody together and if it works, don't it don't.
I mean, because at the end of the day, man, it's a money game. You know what I'm saying? I went to college too, but I went in my hometown, so I didn't have to worry about all that shit because I can't get nowhere out of town and be with no nasty motherfucker. I'm a very clean individual. Everything got a place. I don't like stuff. I don't even go to sleep with dishes in my sink. None of that. I'm very, very anal, very COD. Call me crazy type, whatever you want to call me. However, I can't get out of town and be looped up with no crazy ass person. I'm going to have to knock out, get locked up out of town, and then come back to the loop. So, anyway, hey, we're going to go ahead, man. You know we got to pay them bills. You know how they go.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get off into a little smoke break. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get that. Let's go. Be sharp. Ben, let's get it.
Hey, man, all the ladies stand up, man. You know what I'm saying? Get up out your seat for this.
What up,
this
y'all? Yeah, you got you,
girls, you know what I'm saying?
You make me really want it. Come on and give me that. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. I make it rain on you. I'm talking understand. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back.
Girl, you got the thickest thighs in the room. Bend it over, let me watch that ass rise like the moon. Acting a fool off the goose in the world. I see you stepping in your boots like a soldier girl. You a sexy diva, I'm a freaky Libra. You keep your mouth closed, I won't say nothing either. You like a bad fever, the Nelly jeans wearing right. Belly ring, you 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Get it on the floor, girl. Cause in the streets you a lady, but in the club you be dancing like a hoe, girl. I like the way you show out. La mama always got her nails did every time she go out. This for them girls with the bigger donkey booty in their pants. Bounce, bounce, bam, popping like a rubber band. Fix the catwalk, get a bow-legged stance. I'm a trouble man, make it bounce back like a rubber band.
You make me really want it, come on and give me that. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. I make it rain on it, I'm talking understand. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back.
Bounce it back,
bounce it back,
bounce it back.
Good body looking fantastic. Half a body booty making jeans look elastic. Told her what's your name, what's the sign, no matter. When she turn around, she got my trunk in an elephant. And oh yeah, she working with the booty man. Keep the 20, 50s, 100s raining on the booty tank. Club's getting packed, the floor's caving in. The mama right here is the baddest side of group of friends. We do this every weekend and here it go again. St. Louis straight be popping, the party never ends. Your booty is the fattest that I ever saw. Going up or going down like an elevator. Your pizza looking tasty, coming out your bra. And you deserve to be pampered like you was at the bar. You looking for a good time, meet me at the bar. But in the morning, girl, I won't remember who you are.
You make me really want it, come on and give me that. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. I make it rain on you, I'm talking on the stack. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back.
Let me see you make it bounce like rubber. Let me see you make it bounce like rubber. I get it.
Just like a quarterback. She got that rubber band. Now bounce it back.
You make me really want it, come on and give me that. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. I make it rain on you, I'm talking understand. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back.
I bounce it back.
You make me really want it.
Yeah, hey, look, if y'all just now tuning in, you right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Thank you again for tuning in. Tell a friend and tell a friend, because we're here each and every Sunday for your pure entertainment pleasure. Hey, but you know what time it is? We're going to slide into that hot seat. Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
No, you got me in here bouncing back. I'm in here bouncing back.
You
supposed to be getting ready.
You trying to bounce back before you go on the date. She was over there twerking, wasn't you?
Look, all up, they got a mirror on the door in this hotel room, and I'm bent all over shaking my ass. Bouncing back.
What? Bouncing it back. Don't get it out your system before you get on your date. We forget. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that was a hollow joint, man. His name was C Sharp. Again, that was Rubber Band. And so in the hot seat, man, we got a couple of folks in the hot seat. We gonna get to Ellen first because a lot of people are still going ham on Ellen. It's as you might know or you might not know, she got in a little hot water because of a statement that she made on a happy birthday post to Katy Perry, where she looked at her breasts, to say the least, and she made a statement, you know, about these being big fun balloons. And she, you know, her wife was next to her, and she was, you know, veering directly at her breast. So a lot of people went in on Ellen. Come on, man, that's Ellen. You know what I'm saying? You know she don't mean no harm. But one, with her being an openly gay female, and with us being in the Weinstein era where all these stars are getting hit up with different charges and harassment charges and stuff like that, was that just a bad decision on Ellen? Should we really be going? I mean, because I was thinking about it like they could just be really, really good friends. Like, you don't know their relationship. And her wife was right there. So I thought if she thought that there was an issue, she wouldn't have done it. But, you know, people always want to have something to say. What y'all think?
I think people need to mind their own damn business, personally. What's her name? Her name is Ellen's wife named Portia?
I believe so.
Okay. If she don't got a problem with it, you know, like you said, you don't know what type of relationship that they have and everything like that. So I think people, they just need something to talk about and everything. If Katy Perry didn't have a issue with it, why is other people worried about it? People just need something to talk about, man, on the real. People just need to there's a lot going on in the world rather than you worrying about what another motherfucker is doing. People are just too sensitive.
They just coming up with shit to fuck with her because that's Ellen. Ellen is always doing something outrageous. You know what I'm saying? And that's something they should
be used to.
It's looking for some shit to have a problem with. That's nothing new. That's her character.
It really is. It really is. But, I mean, people just gave her so much flack about it. I mean, maybe, and it's so crazy that the things that's going on right now, and, you know, like I said, with all these stars and stuff and these moguls that are going down behind things like this, it's so crazy that, like, even if you have that kind of close relationship with, you know, with a friend where you could do something like that, you can't do what you want to do. You can't even be comfortable with your homies without people going in on you you know what I'm saying, for nothing. They don't even, it's really nothing. People love to make something out of nothing all the time, and I don't understand that, huh?
Exactly.
I mean, because as far as I've seen, she hasn't had any kind of rebuttal or anything like that, nothing negative to come back and say. She didn't say anything either way. I guess she just chose not to respond because she's like, I don't have to, but she didn't per se respond about it. But like I said, it's so crazy that you can't, everything is under so much scrutiny right now. I'm thinking maybe she should have like rethought that. I know they was probably in the moment. They were out at an event, so she might have got caught up in the moment, not really tripping off of it. But maybe next time, because it was such an issue, she may think twice before she does something like that. And it's messed up. It has to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's sad because now everything everybody does, as far as, you know what I mean, in that type of, in the industry like that, they're going to have to stop. You never know who's looking and who's going to make a big deal out of the smallest thing.
I think it's like kind of hypocritical because you have entertainment thrives off of stuff like that. They thrive. It's not only negative, but it's like if you look at a person like Dolly Parton and everything like that, and the image that she portrayed in her music career and everything like that. So it's like, you're kind of wrong for making references to what she, like, or even, like, Lil' Kim. Even Lil' Kim. Like, I remember watching Dance with the Stars, and everybody knows I'm a big Lil' Kim fan. And I remember when she was dancing one day, one of the judges was saying she dances too raunchy. And I'm like, well, it's Lil' Kim.
That's all Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. Yeah, this is one. This was the English guy. He said, "You." He was like, "You dance too raunchy," and I'm like, "Well, this is Lil' Kim. Her first album was called Hardcore. What do you expect?" So, you know, I think people they wanna promote it, but they criticize it at the same time. And it's like you can't promote it out to the world, but you can't talk about it. You can't, you know, if somebody says something, you gotta criticize them for stating the obvious and everything like that. So it's like people just I don't know. People was just weird. I don't know. People just need something to talk about. But they voted for a guy who said he was going to grab pussy, though. The commander-in-chief, he ain't my commander-in-chief because I ain't vote, but the people that they had in office right now, he should be impeached. He publicly actually said that, you grab him by the pussy and everything like that, but Ellen can't make references to Katy Perry about her breast. I think it's a catch 22. I think there's a double standard going on. People just don't know what direction they want to go to.
I think people just like to be argumentative. They always want to battle something that doesn't need to be fought. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but listen, it's crazy to me because if Katy Perry wasn't sweating it, why would someone else worry about it? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
Because people love drama. They love drama. They want to be pissed off and wound up and have their feathers ruffled for absolutely nothing. I mean, like I said, man, you don't know, like, what their friendship is. So I wish people would just, like, back off. They good. Because if it was a problem, I guarantee you she would have did like everybody else and took to Twitter to put whatever it was or whatever she wanted to say out there if she had an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
there was something like that happened. I want to say like a few years ago, and it was on the same parameters as the Snoop Dogg was out somewhere. I forgot he was shooting a video. He was shooting something, and I guess the camera woman was, you know, he was talking about the camera woman. He was talking about how thick she was, and she took offense to it. And went on social media and was like, oh, he's, you know, saying some other shit, talking about my body and everything like that. I'm like, really, though? For real? For real? So,
one is Snoop. The nigga blow. So, come on. He blow. He just sees the fun bags right now. He just seeing things right now. He blow. He's seeing strange clouds. But look. I wanted to pull attention to the thing with IG and your boy LeBron. Okay, LeBron James, I'm honestly past basketball, which I'm not a big basketball fan. My thing is football, but I know he played basketball, and I guess that's enough. But my thing is, he's married. Didn't know he was married. However, he took it upon himself to get in the DM of an IG model named Heidi. Are y'all ready for the last name? Y'all sitting down. Because you really need to sit down. If you're not sitting down, you should sit down. Her name was Heidi Hoback. So she took it. I'm not making it. Look, he's laughing. He's laughing. Look at him. I'm not making this up, okay? I'm not making this up. That's her name. You know what I'm saying? So he jumps in the DM and he tells her, she apparently was hunting in some sort of picture. So he got in her DM, you know what I'm saying, slid in her and said, if you teach me how to hunt, I'll teach you how to play ball. Deal? So she never responded, you know what I'm saying? When she didn't respond, he came back and was like, well, where you at? Because she didn't say anything. She hid her response, and she put the post out there for everybody to see. So everybody's like, oh, well, he's married. That's messy. I can't believe she did that. You know, how did she trying to break up a household, da 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 da. So my thing is, one, he's married. That nigga know he married. If you wanted to say something to her about a post and you something like that, why would you slide in her DM? You knew it was going to be something because you don't know what your reception was going to be. You knew people was going to make a big deal about this. Not that it wasn't sloppy for her to, you know, to post it out there, because that was a little sloppy. However, he slid in her DM, but people trying to get on her head. He's the one that's married. I'm just saying. Or is that just me? Or no?
I agree.
LeBron, you should know better than that, man. You should know better than that.
How many girls' DMs he been in, though, to be honest. That's a subject between, for real, him and his wife that's going to have to, you know what I'm saying? But she ain't going, she probably ain't going to anyway.
She ain't going to say shit.
She probably going to tell him to delete that motherfucker.
I don't know. Sometimes it's cheaper to keep him. I don't know. He got
at all times it's cheaper to keep him.
Listen, he going to have to kiss a lot of ass.
Man.
Suck a lot of ass, kiss a lot of ass.
What the fuck?
Everybody
he,
like,
he should have known.
Really good conversation, but then, you know, like, do you put that in the category as he's cheating because all he was doing was talking? Or is, you know what I'm saying? How would she reference, like, she can't say, oh, you went out and cheated on me, you know?
The fact that you was in a woman's DM and her last name was Hobags.
I was amazed that you didn't show up.
It kind of does not help your case, homie. I mean, for one, what was he trying to do? He was trying to recreate the Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan thing. You know, the music video where Michael Jackson was teaching Michael Jordan how to dance, and Michael Jackson was trying to teach him how to ball. Nigga, this ain't that, son. You was that. What the fuck's wrong with you, man? What the fuck's wrong with you? You're doing too much.
Would have been different if he just didn't get in the deal. How about just use her handle and ask the question? You see what I'm saying? Like, or put that out there. He could have put the statement out there and just used her handle. Was you sliding in the DM to see how the response was going to go?
Sliding in the DM is him sneaking. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just tagging her, you know? But he was really hoping that it could go further. You know what I'm saying? And it probably I'm sure he's done it to 1,000 bitches. She definitely ain't the first. You know, when had she not put it out there, they calling her messy. But what was she supposed to do? Contact his wife? She probably didn't even know the motherfucker had a wife, because I didn't.
I didn't either. I know he's good at basketball. That's about it.
For one, I don't know, LeBron.
I don't know. In my case, I probably would have investigated it and checked it out. I'd have found out he had a wife and all that stuff. I'd have found out what day the kid was born on, what time, all that shit.
I want to know what he wanted to hunt for.
You know what he wanted.
He wanted her to teach him how to hunt, and he was going to teach.
He wanted the bullshit.
Out of all the gangbanger friends out there with AK-47s and everything, like, you could ask one of the homies to teach you how to hunt. Why do you need to ask Kofi?
That was a way of opening. He saw that was something that she liked it to do. Most men do that. They, you know what I'm saying? They find something that they know a woman likes to do, and they try to act like they're really interested because it's going to give her the opportunity to talk to you about what she does, you know?
Well you see how that went.
Come up on that punani.
Well, you see how that went.
See, y'all, you done got her started, y'all. She started. See there? See there?
He tried to get that bossy. He want a little bit.
He should have just
tagged her, dude. I think once he got to, everybody know. And yo guy, he fucked up the game for everybody when he made that damn song and say it go down in the DM. He messed it up for everybody, because if you in the DM, all you being sneaky. You cheating. You doing this. You trying to get pussy. You trying to get dick. You doing something wrong if you in the DM. Yo guy, he fucked it up for everybody, man. Damn it, Gotti. Damn it, Gotti.
He knew what he was. The reason he didn't put it out there like that, though, is because he had other agendas. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't where he wasn't. He was trying to sneak. He didn't want motherfuckers to know this is what he do. And I'm sure she's not the first one. She's just the first one to speak up about it that we know of, you know? Shit.
Yeah, that's true.
She a fool.
That's
cause
true.
I wouldn't tell, look, I wouldn't tell nobody. I'd be trying to get the money. But that's another subject.
Okay, see, I'm going to stop Nisi right there, because we going to say this, look, we going to have to take this quick little break, you know what I'm saying, because we got to pay bills, this is our house, we pay our bills, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
We got to pay these bills, and then we come back, though, you know what I'm saying, Nisi going to take it on, you know what I'm saying, and we going to get into them honey-dipped sauce, and, you know, she always has something for the kids, you see what I'm saying, something for them, you know what I'm saying. So when we come back, we don't get off into them honey dip thoughts. The private hour with her. Go ahead. Well, we gonna do the break in honor of Katy Perry. Dark Horse. Let's get it. Come on, Katy. Damn that. That's
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully. I'm capable of anything. Of anything. And everything.
Make me a Aphrodite. Make me a one and only. Don't make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play.
Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. We about to get off into them old honey-dipped thoughts. Hey, if you need to call in and say something, 646-595-4038. Push 1 if you got to say something. If you hit it by mistake, push 1, it'll take it back. But if you want to get in the pit, feel free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, everybody knows when I come on here, I really talk about things that really go on in my life. So I am on tour, And I was just, I'm in New York, just left New York, right? So I'm in the bar. I got kind of bored in the room. You can only do so many things by yourself after a while. So I go to the bar. I go to the bar. You know, I walk in. It's three gentlemen. Well, it was actually more than that, but it was three that actually caught my eye instantly. I had been there earlier that day, and I left because I had an interview, another interview, a magazine interview. So I come back, and when I walk in, it was, you know, the first guy on the end of the bar caught my eye. You know, I was like, okay, nice looking. You know, I checked out men's shoes and all that. You know what I mean? So I go sit down. I order my Long Island, you know. I'm drinking my Long Island. He comes. He sends me a drink. Now, the bartender, I'd already spoke to him, cool-ass bartender. He sent me a drink. So, you know, I was like, okay, thank you. You know, what more do you want? Because that's all you're going to get is a thank you. Like, you ain't getting a pussy for no damn drink. Like, come on now. So two friends get up and leave. So he sends, just before they leave, he sends me something. I don't know what the fuck it was. I thought it because I drink only what I really drink, like brandies or, you know, when I drink clear liquors, it's usually no more than like a Long Island. You know, I feel like clear liquors do it for it. I'd be out here doing all type of shit. So I'm drinking my drink. He keeping them coming. And he sends me a shot of some shit. I don't know what it was. It was gross, though. I took a couple sips and I was like, that ain't for me. You know, so he moves over closer to me. And he's like three seats away. So he writes on a piece of paper. I just seen him writing, but I didn't know he was writing something to me. You know what I mean? So he gives it to the bartender. The bartender gives it to me. So I read it, and it's his name with his phone number and a bunch of, you know, some money signs. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm like, okay, whatever. So then he moves directly right next to me. He started talking about Italian liquor, Italianness. He had his clothes made, what he could do for me. He could do this, he could do that. So I guess he didn't think that I was going to call him on his, you know what I'm saying, on the shit he was talking. This is my thing. You trying to fake it till you make it, but you can't fake it till you make it with somebody like me because I'm going to pull your card every time. You know what I'm saying? So when the bar's closing, the man actually... We're walking out, and I didn't know that they sold liquor also in the lobby. Like, this is all new because I've been just coming out the hotel and going straight back up, never stopping, you know, to see what was around. And it was just really funny to me how him talking about he going to the car when the bar closing, don't want to have another drink, he going to the car, he got to get his Italian liquor. Like, as if he's supposed to get some pussy for some Italian liquor. But the really kicker was just before the bar closed, the bartender says, do y'all want another drink? So I'm like, sure. Yeah, you know, give me another Long Island. So the man's been paying for the drinks all the time, right? He don't even say he want a drink right away. He paused for a minute. And then he says, yeah, I want one too. So he pays for his drink but don't pay for mine, which didn't make no difference because, you know, I got my own money. So I pull my money out and pay for my drink. But yet, you the man with Italian liquor and Italianness, and you got people who make your clothes, pulling up pictures on the phone, and you know what I'm saying? And I died about that because when I was going up to my room, he's standing at the elevator, trying to stop the elevator from closing, telling me that he don't mind coming up to my room. I never offered for your motherfucking ass to come to my room.
Shit, yeah, what do you thought? He didn't even get your drink.
But this is the thing. He knew who I was. You know what I'm saying? He already knew who I was. It was funny because there, my website, he said, well, when I came in, he told me that he knew that I was a porn star. You know what I'm saying? Everything about me and stuff. And then I got this new thing that is on my website now that we just added to the website where you can actually chat with me. So, of course, I'm sitting at the bar. Remind you, I'm up in that room going stir crazy. So I'm sitting at the bar, and I can see the chat conversation coming up. So he's on my website, and I'm looking at each section that he's in because, you know, the guest numbers and stuff. And it's only like it's crazy because it's three of the guys sitting together, and two of them are on it. He's looking, and they're showing each other, you know. I mean, I'm not embarrassed, you know. It doesn't make any difference. All I could do is sit there and smile, you know. But he really thought he was going somewhere. He was going with me with his fake-ass Italian liquor. Now, I'm You couldn't
say, okay, I try to say, first of all, I need to know what type of Italian liquor is he talking about. I need to know, like, where is he going, what is he talking about, is he wine, like, what do you think?
He's been contacting me ever since. I have left New Jersey, and I am in New York. I've been in New York since Thursday, and he's been contacting me ever since, telling me he's sorry for lying. He's sorry. The one thing about me that I do not like.
Oh, so he said he admitted to lying.
Yeah. One thing I don't like is a liar for a man. You know what I'm saying? That's a straight turnoff to me. If you ain't got it or you ain't about that life, just say, well, you know, bitch, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, and I understand that. I ain't like I'm gonna always be mad because I want what I want when I want it. I'm spoiled. You know what I'm saying? But I spoiled myself. You know, so I don't know. It really turned me off on him because he really thought he was like I wasn't gonna say nothing. You know. Your fake ass Italian liquor, and I didn't understand what was so important about some Italian liquor. What did I do? I look like a lush? Nah, I drink a nigga under the table, but come on.
Get it?
He just knew he was gonna get me. He's gonna get that pussy with some Italian liquor, and I was gonna go for it.
Let me ask a question to our male counterpart, Rap Star. Have you ever pumped yourself up to a woman to try to, you know, get in her good graces and in her, you know, you weren't able to deliver or?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. Just like every female, every man is different, so. Some they might have to pump themselves up to make them feel a little bit more attractive than they
but
are.
I was giving him the conversation.
But a guy like him, he probably, you know, didn't. I don't know. I can't answer that. That's weird to me because I don't really know how to answer that. That's weird. For one, I don't understand if you tend to get somewhere with somebody. The first thing you should do is not lie, because then at the same time when they find out that you're not really you say you are, then you kind of like fucked yourself. So
the thing was, I was already giving him my attention. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he's a nice looking gentleman. Mm-hmm. Hell, I'm nearby myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm bored. Why not? You know, meet somebody. You never know. That person could turn out to be a good friend. Someone, you know what I mean? That you could really, you know, be cool with. So, you know, I try not to burn bridges, but I just, you know, I peak game. I peak bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, he was just ongoing bragging about himself, you know, pulling out the phone, talking about the kind of coat he had made and talking about some singer.
Well, but you know what? That was the dead giveaway right there. The people I know that have to do stuff like that, male or female, they ain't fucking got it. Because if you got it, you ain't got to talk about it. You just show up like I'm here. When he ordered his quote fingers Italian liquor, I'll have what he's having. You know, and I want to do people.
I wanted to know, he was so like familiar with the bartender in the hotel. And I was like, so what, you come here all the time? You know?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He's a regular.
But I do know they were playing the music, because when I first went in there, dinner time, I went in there, and I was hungry as fuck, you know what I'm saying? So I went in there and got me, they had a good-ass steak. I was concerned about the steak being right, but it was actually very well done. Tasted very good. I leave, you know, I come up to the bar and nobody's at the bar. I'm like, fine, give me a Long Island. But then the people for the magazine interview ended up texting me and saying they were on their way. So, you know, I asked the bartender to pour in another cup. So I took it up to my room. And they left. I was, you know, some people go back to the bar. I did not. I was so aggravated with the fact that this man.
Mic check, baby. We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mic check, baby.
I was
we can't
so,
hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was so aggravated at the fact that this man fake, like, you know what I'm saying? Fake, trying to fake it till he made it. And I, in that sense, trying to fake it till he made it with me.
I mean, like I said, when somebody has to do that kind of stuff, I drown them out. Because, like, if people that got it like that, if you think about these people that's out here that straight got money, you know what I'm saying? They don't really dress like it. They don't walk around in Gucci belts and this and that. You know what I'm saying? I done met people that got straight dough walking, you know, coming out of Macy's, and I'm talking about bank accounts is like retarded. You know what I'm saying? So Mark Zuckerberg, they interviewed him. They were like, what does a guy like you wear? He had a closet full of T-shirts and jeans. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that got it like that, they don't got to do all that, though. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You see Simon Cowell, all he wears is black shirts and jeans.
Stay in T-shirts. Mm-hmm.
They're
That's all
know,
he wears.
I heard it telling, you know, and I had to tell him, he's about 40-some-odd years old, and when he's been contacting me since then, I told him, listen, sweetheart, when you grow up and you become the man, then you get at me. But until then, there's not really much that we can, you know, we're going to have in common, because I don't got time to be nobody's mother. I got my own children, you know, and that's fake shit. I don't like that.
You're going to run into him tonight out on your date?
No, the hell I'm not. Some motherfuckers in the day. The man I'm going with don't run in them kind of circles. The man I'm going with, he don't run in them kind of circles, and he's about that life. So.
He's about that life, boy. We don't do all that.
Probably a window shop.
This person that I'm going on this little dinner date with, is, you know what I'm saying, we're just friends, but he's good people. You know what I'm saying? He don't fake like he's this, that, and the other. I mean, he does what he got to do. He's good people. Shut up,
well,
that's
always a beautiful thing in a man.
Shut up, Brad. Start talking about
some Y'all crazy. Hey, look, before we get up out of here, though, real quick, I got to throw the A word out there. Allegedly. Sources are saying that your girl, Cardi B, might be pregnant. But I was waiting. I said that.
Wow.
As soon as the
well,
whole,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know, right? That's what I was saying. I was like, I was waiting. Y'all did the whole engagement thing. That might explain why she was a Bronx girl on Twitter and went there, because them was them pregnancy hormones getting stirred up. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we don't keep talking about that, because, you know, we report stuff like that. Huh?
Damn. That's messed up. She don't need to be doing this to herself. She need to be getting this business.
She's off the chain, boy. Woo, that's she.
She don't need no kids right now. She's just getting started.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, because if she get it out the way, then she can go hurry up and go on tour. You know what I'm saying? She can go and get it out the way. She ain't got to pull a Janet Jackson where she in the middle of tour like, oh, y'all,
well, she
I'm sorry, I'm going to refund everybody. I'm pregnant.
She got a loving family, so you know her grandmother and them got her, you know. She's doing too much, too.
Make sure y'all, we finna get up out of here in just a second, though, man. Y'all go ahead and throw y'all handles out there. Let everybody know how to touch you.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything.
Word up. It's Rap Star. Rap Star, what up? It's you can hit me up on Facebook at Cameron Cortez Ponte de Leon. You can also hit me up on my music fan page on Facebook, Rap Star, aka Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. You can also hit me up on Twitter, 412 Rap Star 412. You can hit me up on SoundCloud, Rap Star. Also hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412. And I'm also on numberonemusic.com, Rap Star. So it is what it is.
Yeah, we know what it is, man. We know time is money. We thank y'all for spending y'all time with us. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate everybody who listens, who streams live, and we will see y'all next week. We back, same bad time, same bad channel, same bad station, Dollhouse Radio. We out of here. We love you. We out.
There go. Bye. Yeah. Rafael, can't you tell, baby? You can't even look. lie and say that I ain't never held you down. Why you act like I ain't pick you up when they let you down? Where is my turn? I don't have patience. You need to make up your mind. What's it gonna be this time, baby? Why even waste my time? Here we go. For a little, then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. So when you ask me to trust you, I'm like,
yes, wait, no, I don't know. I'm really not sure about it.
You were mine.
Yes, wait, no,
wait.
I don't know.
I don't,
I'm really not sure about it.
I got a lot on my mind. Not playing with you this time. I do not care if you cry. It's not enough to be fine. Only baby, you need more than that for me. Nothing more precious than loyalty. And if you ain't feeling all that, then why even waste my time? Here we go. Don't fall a little. Then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. When you ask me to trust you, I lie.
I don't know. I'm really not sure about it.
You were mine.
Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it.
Are you gon' lie? Are you gon' lie forever? Are you gon' lie? Are you gon' lie forever? Are you gon' lie? Are you gon' lie forever?